Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day, I know that. It's also the 22nd day already of January. That's unbelievable. 2018, it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's sunshining out there. It's been, I mean, man, you know, we had down into the single digits back in November, and here it is January, and we're seeing 36 and 38, you know, highs and lows. The lows down was, I think, was 33 this morning. I mean, it's winter, and it's nasty, and it's ugly. There's a bit of snow on the ground, and there's more coming in the next few days, but it hasn't been the terriblest that it could have been, but God, thank God, spring's on the way. Anyways, see what we have on the itinerary for today. White House fires back at Graham. He's been an outlier for years, and boy, has the WFW wrestling thing gone nuclear or what? We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, as all of you already know, the government was, White House fires back at Graham. He's been an outlier for years. WFW wrestling, here you telling you, brother. At any rate, we had the big government shut down for the weekend because they got to set the stage for that thing they couldn't get, the thing Obama couldn't get. Nobody could get it, but, you know, Trump's going to get it for him, and that is legalization for the frickin' hordes that have invaded our country, for these goddamn invaders from all over the world. To be, you know, I mean, we talk a lot about the invasion from the south, and it is the bulk of it, but I understand the Chinese are catching right up with them. At any rate, you know, we had the big agreement where now the docket, it's going to be very important, and they're going to debate on it. And I've been listening to this shit all morning. And, you know, they like there's one guy, he said, you know, they're talking about how they've been trying for 10 years to get this passed, to change it, you know, to get this immigration reform. And he said that, you know, it's what all the people want. It's what we all want. 110% of us want it. But he said, but there's a small group that keeps getting these guys that don't want it elected somehow kind of bullshit. You know, I mean, it's completely left the realms of reality. And now, you know, there's Lindsey Graham, that treasonous little pedophile prick, man. He's been the leader out there for the, you know, well, I guess you could call him an unregistered agent for foreign governments working in the goddamn highest seat of power in this country. I mean, I want to call him an unregistered, goddammit, what the hell they call him? Unregistered agent for foreign governments. But hell, you know, it's just like everything else that they're confronted on. None of them, I mean, we've talked about how Trump, you know, if he was anything compared to what he sold himself as, he could put an end to this yesterday just to enforce the goddamn law and start arresting these people for being agents, foreign agents. But then you got to consider, well, hell, he's a foreign agent, isn't he, for Israel? I mean, name one of them. I mean, what you got here is multinational corporations with bases here in the United States, and they own the goddamn government. They don't represent we the people. And I think that we the people understand it, except for a handful that are the lapdogs of the international elite. They worship those son of a bitches, and they get a little comfort zone for their retarded asses. They couldn't make it on a level playing field. I mean, if they had to compete in the real world, they have, I mean, this is why they're elevated into positions that, you know, allow them to come on the TV and say, Trump's doing a fine job, At any rate, the White House hit back at Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina's comments, calling White House aide Stephen Miller an outlier. He's an outlier. He's a showboater. He's showboating. God. WFW, man, blatantly. Outlier on immigration, using the same phrase to describe Graham's stance on the topic. As long as Senator Graham chooses to support legislation that sides with people in this country illegally and unlawfully, that would be foreign nationals. These people right now are foreign nationals. I mean, they want to say they've mealy-mouthed around this whole comment. You know, we beat the hell out of it last weekend, so it was forced out there. I guess they are kind of advocating for people from other countries instead of representing the people in this country like they're charged with doing, like, you know, kind of in violation of their oaths. But, no, foreign agents. We talk about AIPAC. Hell yes, foreign agents, packs of them in this country. And every goddamn member of the Congress, Senate, judiciary, and the goddamn administration, they are all foreign agents. They are not representing our people. And I mean, shit like this is why they had to get this shit over with quick and get in their backdoor negotiations again, because this shines. This shines of it, people. As long as Senator Graham chooses to support legislation that sides with people in this country illegally, that's people from other countries, foreign nationals, unlawfully, instead of our American citizens, we're going nowhere. He's been an outlier for years, White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said in a statement Sunday night, according to several reports. Graham had used nearly identical terms to describe Miller on immigration earlier in the day. The bottom line here is these are frickin' foreigners. They're telling you you're going to, I mean, can you feel it? But you got to understand, it's supposed to be, it's like when they come up with Mean Gene on WFW, you know, and he's sitting there talking, oh, I'm telling you, brother, I really hate that son of a bitch over there. I'm going to body slam him and kick his ass all over this ring. I'm telling you, brother, he's showboating. I mean, this is what it's been reduced to. But hell, for a country that now, I mean, thrives on movies made from comic books, it's no goddamn surprise. But it's all an act. See, immigration reform, I'll tell you who don't want this. It's the invisible people. They know those invisible people are there. And they push the wrong frickin' button, and those invisible people are gonna hang their sorry asses. And they know it. The Trumpster knows it. He's playing a dangerous game. But what are we seeing here in reality? You see that they're telling you, I mean, every once in a while it slips out of their lips. Man, the goddamn, the people don't want it, but it's got to be, it's compassion. God, the people love it, and compassion and stuff. And we worded a survey that said, do you like ice cream and legal immigration? Well, yeah, that's all we need to know. I mean, a government on fraudulent polls. This is what they're coming out soon. I seen this one dude. He came up. What the hell? He was one of them Democrats, I think he was. But he came up and you know, talking about, this is what the whole country wants. Then why have you not been able to do this for 10 freaking years? You keep telling us that the people that don't want this is just a little bit of people. And the people that want it's all the people. But, of course, every once in a while, they have to tell the truth and say that, you know, 86% of the people want every son of a bitch and one of them out of here. That's how come the Trumpster got elected, because the lying son of a bitch came up and said he would do it. Remember? We're not supposed to remember this. Oh, no, he got elected for giving, because he was going to give tax breaks to the filthy rich. He got elected on Mitt Romney's platform, basically, is what they're trying to tell you, because it's the same goddamn Republican platform that you're seeing unwind in Washington, D.C. right now. It is all fraud, and now Trumpy, he's got himself in where he is just muscled around. And boy, when he gives that amnesty, it's going to be, well, yeah, he had to do it. Look at the good deal he got us. No, you son of a bitch, he lied to us. The good deal is every one of them getting the hell out of our country. Throwing them all out that came here. Enforcing the law. Oh, but he's going to give us some brand new laws. I mean, Trump's insisting on them laws. You mean like Reagan did? He's insisting on some more laws that, well, they're just going to break them. And you say, oh, no, no, he's Trump, man. Trump, I mean, you just don't understand. He's got this secret program with a few choice people, and he's going to do exactly what he said. Really? Illegal aliens quietly being relocated throughout United States on commercial flights. This is from Judicial Watch. Immigrants entering the United States illegally through the southern border are quietly being relocated to different parts of the country, to your neighborhood where your little daughter walks up and down the streets, get ready for some rape and murder. Different parts of the country on commercial flights, high-ranking Homeland Security officials told Judicial Watch this week. In the last few days, in the last few days alone, groups of illegal aliens boarded planes at airports in Texas and Arizona, accompanied by a taxpayer-funded government escort in civilian clothes to avoid drawing attention. The first flight originated at Valley International Airport in Arlington, Texas, and was bound for Minneapolis. The second left from Tucson International Airport and arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah, federal sources said. In both locations, the illegal aliens appeared to be in their late teens fighting age and were escorted by a Health and Human Services chaperone. Judicial Watch reached out to HHS for comment but did not hear back from the agency. The illegal aliens wear red HHS wristbands and receive the gold glove treatment, according to a veteran. This is why your people are starving in the streets in goddamn tent cities. This is what's going on. Veteran federal officials who added that the undocumented immigrants get priority boarding ahead of all other passengers, including law enforcement personnel. Law enforcement personnel, It is shameful and dangerous, said a seasoned Homeland Security agent with direct knowledge of the secret operations. Labor personnel from frontline Department of Homeland Security agencies have complained about the cost and security risk of flying illegal alien minors to any destination of their choosing within the United States, according to a longtime Immigration and Customs Enforcement official present at the meeting. One of the closed-door meetings late last year included, are you ready? Are you, wait a minute, we got to do this first before this, we tell you who it included.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no
included President Donald Trump and his chief of staff, John Kelly. It appears that the Trump administration has chosen to ignore the concerns of rank-and-file federal agents, instead opting to quietly, extend the controversial Obama-era policy that relocates illegal immigrants to unsuspecting communities nationwide. It's known as catch and release. How many times did he talk about that during his campaign? We're going to end that catch and release. And frustrated DHS sources tell Judicial Watch that the Trump administration is essentially facilitating the ongoing commission of the federal immigration crime despite its tough border security rhetoric. And that's what it is. Rhetoric. I'm telling you, brother, I'm going to throw all of those aliens out of this country. I'm showboating.
You're going down, little man.
Little man. Yeah, he likes that little man thing. You got little hands, little man. This it has provoked a surge in illegal crossings. Oh, no, no, this ain't so. This ain't what we're being told. Border Patrol officials say, what would they know, being just Border Patrol? Because there is no punishment to deter the lawbreakers, and there ain't gonna be, people. You've been sold a bill of shit, and you bought it hook, line, and sinker. You got Mitt Romney's agenda for the filthy rich, and you got it up the wazoo on immigration, or illegal invasion. Let's call it what it is. In the same news story, the head of the ICE Officers Union, Chris Crane, and the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, said detrimental old policies remain in place because Obama managers are still running their agency. I thought he was the swamp creatures and all that. What was I thinking? Crane, a veteran ICE agent, refers to the Obama holdovers as incompetent, corrupt, and anti-enforcement. That's why he held them over, because he's the same. He's white Obama. Judd said word is getting back to Mexico and Central America that illegal border crossers will be released if caught, resulting in a huge increase in crossing. In a period of a few months, this is the same shit that Obama has done. There ain't an iota difference in it. They're just, different people playing a different con game. They just show you a few shots. Remember, but wait a minute, we'll go here. Border crossing skyrocketed from 11,100 in a single month. Hey, man, they're getting them out of here. Remember how many they would have to be deported to even make a dent? It has skyrocketed from 11,100 in a single month to 26,000, according to figures provided in the news story. Immigrants from Asia are also entering the United States through Mexico, federal officials say. In San Diego, California, agents apprehended dozens of illegal aliens from Asian countries in the last few months, including more than 60 from India. 26,000 are coming over. That's what we tried to tell you. He got 21 from the little Circle K stores, right? Remember he did the big Circle K raid? 21 people. They're out of here. Of course, the 26,000 that came in the meantime, don't look at them. There was a tremendous hope that Trump would finally put an end, as promised, to the dangerous Obama policies that release scores of illegal immigrants into different parts of the country. Judicial Watch has reported on it extensively, and in 2016 exposed a covert DHS program that transported illegal immigrants from the Mexican border to Phoenix and released them without proper processing. The government classified them as other than Mexicans, OTMs, boy, and transferred them 116 miles north from Tucson to a Phoenix bus station where they went their separate way. But God, boy, we get getting enforcement down there now. Something's happening. Jews are going to build a wall. Sure they are. And it'll be a wall that, what the hell's the use of a wall? If they just walk up the port of entries and walk across, what the hell are we talking about here? There's old boss, new boss, same as the old boss, looks to me like. The OTMs were from Honduras, Colombia, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and a security company contracted by U.S. government drove the OTMs from the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, where they were in custody, to Phoenix. Outraged border agents and supervisors on the front line said the illegal aliens were released in droves. I said droves, because there was no room to keep them in detention. And you can't put them back across the border. That would be enforcing the fucking law. Can't do that. That's racist. They're telling us to put them on a bus and let them go, one Arizona law enforcement official told Judicial Watch at the time. Just move those bodies across the country. A year into the Trump administration, it seems that little has changed. Say it ain't so. All right, so this is another one I wanted to get to here. In short order, make sure I got to it. Let's see. We see that right there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the war. Okay. We'll go with this one. World's richest 1% bagged 82% of global wealth in 2017. Now, I tell you people, and I've told you who put that Trumpster in there. These people own international corporations. Anything you see that son of a bitch do that gets done, like the tax cut that gave 87% of $3.2 trillion over to the corporations that have made paupers out of the rest of us, handed that over to them, and then, it's a few trillion more bringing back what they used. They were tax dodgers, you see. They dodged that tax that they should have. The reason they had to pay that tax, because they took our resources. That's how they paid for that, for our resources, through taxation. But they dodged those taxes, people. They dodged them. And you know, part of that tax also is access to our consumer base here. We got most money floating around, well, it used to be until China took over, until we gave it to China. Well, we didn't give it to China. Somebody gave it to China. Anyway, this is from Oxfam, from RT, sent in by Sunfire. Okay. The inequality crisis is worsening. According to a new study by global charity Oxfam, which found that the world's richest 42 people own the same amount of wealth as the poorest 50% worldwide. So the 42% own as much as rich as 42, not percent, 42 people. Oh, let's see, Mom, there's about 7 billion people, so half of them would be, oh, about 3.5 billion people, and these 42 people own more than 3.5 billion people. You think about it. It's got to be honest. The annual report showed that 2017 saw the biggest increase in the number of billionaires in history, with new ones created at a rate of one every 2 days. Their wealth has increased by 13% a year on average in the decade from 2006 to 2015. And boy, I've seen my wealth just doubling and redoubling. I can feel it, man. It's all equal playing field, man. The fortunes of the super rich increased by $762 billion in just 12 months to March 2017, which is enough to end extreme poverty seven times over. 9 out of 10 of the world's 2,043 billionaires were men. 82% of the new wealth created has gone to the top 1%, while 0% has gone to the world's poorest 50%, said the report. According to Mark Goldring, chief executive of Oxfam, the study signaled that something is very wrong with the global economy. What you need is global communism. So this is how they do it. They let the rich just beat your ass down into the dirt and starve you and starve your children. They come in, only way you can beat this is communism. Only thing that's different, the only different system you got a choice of is communism. Well, no, it ain't. What we need to do is clean this goddamn country out, to seize this goddamn country back. That is, nationalize every goddamn thing in this country. Everybody who took it as fraud gets put up against the fucking wall and loses everything. We go after our stolen wealth that has gone overseas, give it up, or we give you a bomb. And then we start all over again.
Yeah, I need to start taking some of that stuff back, Henry. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Saudi Arabia, but that king over there, that prince, he's got the right idea. Put the son of a bitches in jail and take everything they got. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, the way he's doing it, I mean, it's because he's stealing from the royals. You know, it ain't like he's stealing from the people like here, but we are the royals here. We're supposed to be. We're the sovereigns of this goddamn country. And stealing from us is like stealing from the king. It absolutely is, Mark. According to, the concentration of extreme wealth at the top is not a sign of a thriving economy, but a symptom of a system that is failing the millions of hardworking people on poverty wages who make our clothes and grow our food, he said. Oxfam's executive director, Winnie Byanyami, blamed tax dodging. Oh, we've just seen a bunch of that right here, didn't we? We just seen them dodge about $1 trillion in fucking taxes, people. And that was taking our resources, taking them over to a foreign country, manufacturing them with slave labor, banking the money, and now they get to bring it back and they get to dodge about $1 trillion worth of taxes. But it's all right because it's them and they're just big and they should be able to get away with that. As a major cause of global inequality and urge leaders to crack down on tax havens and inject money into education, healthcare, and jobs for the young people. And this is the international communists. They ain't us either. But they will be the ones that come in and say, the only way you can get rid of this capitalist thing that's killing you is communism. Well, no, it ain't. We got something better. It reveals how our economies are rewarding wealth rather than the hard work of millions of people. That's it. Money makes money. They sit on their ass. You beat the fucking resources out of the ground. You melt them down. You smelt them. You create products out of them, or else you know harvest the trees. You harvest the raw resources and manufacture them. And they get the money. That's how it works. So you got to harvest them. That was your part. And we're going to give you a bowl of rice and a fish head for harvesting. Well, they belong to you. What about that? We don't get paid for this. No, you just get paid for digging them up and giving them to us. That's how that works. It reveals how our economies are rewarding wealth rather than hard work of millions of people by Toll Brothers. Adding the few at the top get richer and the richer and richer, and the millions at the bottom get trapped in poverty wages. And it's the only answer is communism. I'm telling you, that's what you have. You have to have communism. Trump signs bill renewing warrantless NSA surveillance. This is from Anti-War. It was sent in by Shalomon, I guess is what it is. After passing the House last week and the Senate on Thursday, President Trump has signed the FISA 102 bill, renewing the section of the FISA that allows the NSA to engage in mass surveillance of Americans' internet communications without warrant. Remember, we're gonna enforce the Constitution, except for the Bill of Rights. See, you see, they'll yell that Constitution all day long because that was an elitist document created by aristocrats to keep them aristocrats. But I mean, when it comes to pissing on our Bill of Rights. Here he is, right? Signed it, no problem. Just like he signed that War Powers Act so that he could be the dictator that signs this shit, taking away our freedoms and liberties and our wealth with it. The bill faced some bipartisan resistance as promised reforms and safeguards never materialized. No, you can't, it's not just your reform. These people this is breaking the law. When they break our laws, it's just, well, we got to look at that. Maybe we can reform. Ah, oh, we ain't going to reform. We're going to just keep breaking the law. You see how that is, but you better have that fucking seatbelt on. Could get you shot. Could get you killed on the side of the road because you didn't have that seatbelt on like you were told, boy. You didn't have it. Materialized or were dismissed by congressional leadership on the grounds that they would weaken. Oh, goddamn. Well, how about it's not supposed to be there? You know, remember when this first came up and Rand Paul and they were all talking about they were going to defund it and everything? This is a goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights, people. And now it's, goddamn, we ain't going to touch it. We ain't going to weaken it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Children,
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion. Down here with the rest of us, and speaking of down here with the rest of us, class, war, and American West, the rich landowners blocking access to public lands. I think I've talked to you people about this before. Rich landowners blocking access to public lands. This is from Guardian. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Diamond Bar X is a postcard perfect slice of Montana solitude, a former cattle ranch that's been parceled up into sprawling home sites. It sits not far outside Augusta, a cowboy town beneath Montana's Rocky Mountain front, where the Great Plains crash into majestic snow-peaked mountains to dramatic effect. The area is prime habitat for elk and grizzlies. People are few, and its residents have easy access to countless miles of trails and streams on the adjacent public property. By all accounts, this was a little community, a position just right for fishing, hunting, hiking, and some Montana's wilder mountain spaces. And that's how it functioned for decades, residents said in court, until Joseph Campbell bought 300 acres at the Diamond Bar X, moved in and started putting up locked gates that blocked access to a well-trodden thoroughfares that people in the area had used for years. Now, I'm going to explain this because they kind of ride over it just a little bit. I've experienced this. There are places around here, like when I was young, up on the Tablelands, there's one place where you actually going down the road that goes out to the through the public, you know, it cuts across. Some's public, some's private. But the right-of-ways have always been the right-of-ways. This right-of-way went, I mean, this is probably about 10 feet from this guy's porch. Nothing he could do. He bought the goddamn land, and these people that buy this land out here, they know where those right-of-ways are. It's called traditional hunting and fishing access. And they, and these are roads that have, are that, so you can get in there to use your public lands. So what it is, I mean, this guy bought 300 acres. I bet you this ranch was, you know, 10, 12, 14, 20,000 acre ranch. And what they'll do is these son of a bitches coming out of California and such, because they got away with it down there. You know, they'll come in and they'll buy 300 acres and sometimes just 10 freaking acres. But that's right where the right of way road goes through. And so they cut off and they put a fence over. I guess all that public, that 10,000 public acres of public land belongs to them now. Yeah, it might as well, because they're the only ones that have access to it. And this is what we've seen out here. I'm not kidding you. There was one time, me and old Joe Russo, we took our families and we went over the hill there. We were looking at the maps and we wanted to go over and fish this creek. And we got over the mountain and we start back in there. We get almost out to it and here's this goddamn fence. It must be 20 feet tall with barbed wire at the top of it. Go right down there and I'm following the road. I can read a map. Get right down there and there's a gate. So I flipped it open and went through that gate and went on down to the creek and we're getting ready to fish. But there was a house like right with this, like somebody owned a property right there adjacent to this is what the point is here. And yeah, I seen the house and everything. It's no biggie to me. I knew it. This is the road I'm going on. This is the way in there. And so I get back in there, and here comes a guy in his truck. This is private property, and we don't allow people back in here, says he. I said, no. I said, this is public lands, and this is a traditional hunting fishing access, and I'm here and I'm hunting and fishing. And he goes, this is owned by PP&L, and I guard it, and you can't come in here. And I said, buddy, I said, you better get going, because I'm staying here. He said, well, that you might find a lock on that gate when you start to come back out. I go, no problem. I'll take my pistol and shoot the son of a bitch off there. And he goes, I'm calling the sheriff. I said, sounds like a good idea to me. So he gets on his little phone, man. He's standing there, and I hear him talking to the sheriff and shooting the lock off. And he's just, and God damn, did he look frustrated as he got back in his fucking rig and left. And when I left, I guarantee you there was no lock on that gate, or I would have shot the son of a bitch off. These son of a bitches think they can come in. I mean, they do this on purpose. They'll look at the land maps all around the county. And they'll pick land specifically where they can cut a right-of-way off and have a whole bunch of public land for their own use. There's one place out here about 15 miles from where I'm at right here where this guy has cut off a goddamn road to a goddamn public park. You can look right on the map. It says public park. This went in there, bulldozers and stuff. It was on the side of a mountain, so you can't even four-wheel around it. There's a back way. I mean, you could come through the mountains about 20 miles around the other way, and you could still, I don't know, I haven't tried it, maybe get back in there. But I mean, just cut it up. Well, I'm rich. I can just go ahead and shut roads off. I can pay the county commissioners down there and I can just do as I please. And well, let's go on with this fella. Functioned. Okay. Within 5 years, court records say the police were called 25 times to deal with Campbell's threats and erratic behavior. It wouldn't have been if I had shot that son of a bitch first encounter. I mean, I've run into these bastards. One time I was heading out duck hunting. And there were some ducks on the river. I jumped them there. I mean, all my life. I lived here all my life. And so I had my buddy go up the road. I had him drop me off and go up the road and wait for me. And then he could sneak down and I was going to jump him and he could shoot him up too. And I'm down there and this was river bottom. It's all just the highway there, but it was river bottom. And this son of a bitch had come in there and poured rock down. I mean, it's supposed to be where the low level, the high water mark is, you know, public property. But he poured things in there, but there was a little island. I mean, sometimes I'd wade across there and sneak up on them ducks. But I'm over there and I'm bowed up on them ducks and them son of a bitches flew. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look around, here's this son of a bitch standing behind me. He goes, oh, this is private property down here. We don't allow people to shoot. I turned around and I said, you motherfucker, I will shoot you dead right here where you stand. You better get away from me. He turned around and ran as hard as he could, which was a wise thing to do. Another time, I'm out on the goddamn river duck hunting again. And I mean, I came in by boat and I'm on an island, okay? This don't belong to no son of a bitch. But here, some new guy had bought one of the ranches, just like they were talking about right here, some rich son of a bitch. And here it comes, and it has to take a boat to get over to where I'm fucking at. And he comes over there. Again, he goes, we don't allow no hunting. I go, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think? I turn around and I said, I will kill you. You better get going, mister. I will fucking kill you right here, right now. Boom, zip, he's gone. And, you know, but still, it ruins your freaking day. You know, that's harassment. Out there, you know, bothering you. They have no goddamn. They think everybody's just stupid. And you tell you something, oh, I'm sorry, I'll leave. Fuck you. I will gun your ass down. And this should be the attitude of these people. They talk about 25 times to deal with Campbell's threats and erratic behavior and his seeming obsession over keeping people off every inch of his property. No, he went and he bought the piece of property. When he looked at that fucking deed, I guarantee you it's on every deed. It has a right-of-way right through it, traditional hunting and fishing, and you can't close it. But this is what they, well, I don't give a shit what the law is. I'll put that gate there, and I got more money to fight in court than some poor son of a bitch wanting to come out and get on his public land. I'll just fight him that way. Or else I'll try this strong-arm shit like this guy's talking about. Seeming obsession over keeping people off every inch of his property, including the public right-of-ways, despite long-standing agreements. That would be the right-of-way agreements, and they're in the deeds, people. I mean, this is what they're kind of milly-mouthing around in this article. They are on the fucking deeds. A long-standing agreement among the neighbors for access to the neighboring publicly owned land. In the West, wide open spaces, it's common practice for landowners to negotiate deals, both informal and formal, to allow the public to cross their lands. And that's bullshit, too. It ain't formal. It ain't informal. On the maps that I have, my old maps, which I don't never get rid of, it has right there. It says right here, hunting and fishing traditional access. There ain't no agreements on it. That's Forest Service maps. That means it's registered with the goddamn federal government. That is an access. And this is what these people are arguing over here. It isn't no informal or formal agreement. No, you bought that land with all incumbents, cumberments. And one of the encumberments is that there is a goddamn access through there you can't block. It's common practice for landowners to negotiate deals, both informal and formal, to allow, you don't allow me shit, buddy, you better get out of my way, public to cross their land to get to hunting spots, streams, and trails. In 2013, after years of fights and threats, Campbell finally snapped. He shot and killed his neighbor. I mean, I don't know what the neighbor thing was there, but I'm telling you, just as a guy that would have been going out in the woods, I never have my gun just where I can't grab a hold of that son of a bitch and go to work if I want to. This son of a bitch, with the first time he'd have got my way, I'd have dropped him right in the middle of the fucking road. No two, and I, when they come there, I said, tiny access, he got out with a gun, gonna block my way, I'd shoot him, sorry. Huh, better go bury him. Where were we? Threats. Campbell finally snapped. He shot and killed his neighbor, Timothy Newman. Probably just another son of a bitch like him fighting over who was going to, you know, take control over 10,000 acres of public land for their exclusive use. I know what these bastards are. Timothy Newman and a man who had reportedly challenged Campbell over his access blocking proclivities, whatever in the hell that means. Campbell first claimed it was self-defense because Newman threatened him. But last year, he finally pleaded guilty to negligent homicide. Now, what happened to this filthy rich son of a bitch who was trying to block the people off of their public lands and killed somebody? What happened to that? This is why you just shoot the son of a bitch. He's now on probation under a 20-year suspended prison sentence. Didn't serve a fucking day. Might as well put him down in the road, huh? His money won't protect him from your lead. The case offers a violent extreme illustration of what many say is a creeping, pervasive, and underreported threat to public lands in the West. A widening class battle between private landowners, oftentimes newcomers with little knowledge of the region's history or law. Bulls, that's a lie too. I mean, they're trying to milly mouth around this. I guarantee you on the deeds, it has the goddamn right of ways because those are federal. If they're federal lands, the right of ways are federal. Mark my words. And the general public, well, not federal lands, my land. I didn't mean to throw that federal son of a bitch in there. He ain't got no say over it either. And the general public expecting to use public lands. Now, no, those are his public lands. Now, he bought 10 acres where the road was, so now it's all his. It's become the new class war of the West. One public lands advocate I interviewed told me it's a class war contentious enough he didn't want his name used beside that characterization. There are no available statistics on land access-related violence, but throughout the West, anecdotes spring up regularly about chest-thumping locked gates. I'll tell you what locked gates do. Never did do much for me. I tell you, 12-gauge shotgun will remove a fucking lock every time. I mean, I get out my pistol, but it throws lead around. But them, you people might not believe me. You walk up, just right up to it. Boom! Blow that son of a bitch right off, and then kick that gate open and leave the son of a bitch open because he dared to lock it. Characterization. There are no available statistics on land access related violence, but throughout the West, anecdotes spring up regularly about chest thumping, locked gates, and confrontations. I don't thump chests. I pull that pistol out and I'm going to be fucking fire. You better not try to block my way into my lands. Armed, from Wyoming to Idaho to Utah, public access through private land is a hot button issue in the West. There is no issue. The right of ways have been there since the land was open for them to buy it. Okay, that was the condition of the first frickin' sell. You're not going to cut this is public land back here. That's the road to the public land. You understand that? You can put a fence down both sides of that son of a bitch. And capture, and so that nobody can step more than what the ditch would be. But you cannot block that access, period.
Henry, so let me get this straight. So you can't block, so Henry wants to go hunting. So Henry takes the road, but the road's on the public land. So he can't keep Henry from being on that road, right? I mean, road's yours.
The road goes across his land. That's fine. I mean, he can put a gate across it if he's keeping cows in or something. I mean, that's how it always was here. He can even put a gate across it, but it's got to be, like the barbed wire gates where you go and you flip a stick over and you take it loose and open it. And, there was never an issue here when I was young until the California started invading and everybody started trying to fucking take up the public lands. But, and because the guy, he put his fence, he's got cows in there. You put the fence back, but it's your road. That's your access. It doesn't belong to him. The road does not belong to him. He can fence both sides of it and fence his land off from the road if he wants to, but he cannot block that road.
But you want to go hunting, so you need the road to go hunting. But so a buck walks across the road and you shoot the buck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's your buck, right? I mean, he can't.
If I kill it in the road.
He doesn't know.
If I kill it in the road, Mark, the thing is he owns the land on both sides. If I wanted to hunt his land, I would have to ask his permission. But see, I'm going through his land to get to the public lands, and I don't have to be hunting or anything. I just want to go there. I just want to go there to stand on it. He can't stop me. It's my right to be there.
Right.
Right. While public land advocates battle the Trump administration over its plans to scale back national monuments, some private landowners, rather by tying up land access cases in court, see, this is what they're doing. What they're doing is they're fencing these goddamn roads off, and then somebody comes up, well, you take me to court. No, I'm going on that public land. What you are doing, you cannot, it's like trying to tell me I'm not going to walk down the block. It's that, what the hell they call it, stand your ground law? No, I got a right to go down that road, and I'm not going to litigate this with you, son of a bitch. My map here says that's my public access to my public lands. You get in my way, you put a lock on it, I'll shoot it off. You come out, I'll shoot you. Period. You're not going to do it. And see, this is what they've been doing because they got tons of money. Some poor son of a bitch like me is going out there, not like me, but some poor son of a bitch goes out there and, I've got it blocked and you're not coming across here. Oh, I'm calling, call the sheriff. Go ahead. I know the sheriff done bought him off 2 days ago. Sheriff comes out and goes, well, you can file a civil complaint. No, sheriff, you're goddamn, here's my map. Just like when the guy called the sheriff because he told that sheriff just what I said. And that sheriff, all the sheriff could do is say it's public access. You can't block it. And if he tries blocking me from somewhere I have a right to go, I got a right to put a bullet right through his ass. Period. Just like if he's going to block me anywhere else I was going to go, that I got a right to go. You ain't going to block me. You're an outlaw. You're acting against the law. I'm acting for the law when my bullet goes off. By tying up land access in cases in courts or by putting up physical gates, your physical gates. Once, I mean, that's what a four-wheel drive is for. You can leave that gate in shambles. Physical gates present a rising threat to the millions of acres set aside for public use. This is what they're doing. This is what I've described to you people before. They'll come by the land that is adjacent that has public access to it. Well, here with the BLM even, they were cutting off goddamn Forest Service roads so that they could take a whole frickin' mountain that adjacents their property they bought, and they might as well own the whole goddamn mountain because they're the only one that can go on it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
They do not have to put up any gates. They have cattle grates that go across there.
Yeah.
Cattle won't cross or anything else.
Well, but some of these, I mean, are just some of the littlest roads. I mean, there are places where I can be going along. You wouldn't even know there was a road there until I just whipped the truck off and I'm going out through the damn woods. And you know, there's weeds growing up in the middle of the road and I'm going down through. That's a hunting access. I know it is. I've been going there all my life. And I'll come up because they have the right to hold their cattle in and nothing to me. If you want to put up a gate, in fact, people I've known out here that were friends of mine, I fixed their damn gates and shit and fixed their fence because, you know, they're cool people. And I would, and people that I'd go hunt on their property. But my public access, I mean, I did, it was just, you know, people treated people right in the day. And, you know, I'd see like their fence was tore up, you know, somebody else had torn it up or what might have you. I'd go and cut a limb and, you know, straighten the barbed wire and put the fence back upright. And I mean, I've always been welcome to places I go. I know that. But, as you know, cattle guards, yeah, in your main throwaways, you've got cattle guards all over the damn place out in the woods here. And, yeah, the cattle guard's just fine. It don't matter. You're just not going to block me.
But these people, they don't understand that they're supposed to be stewards of the land.
That's exactly it. These son of a bitches come in. I mean, there's one ranch that was bought that where I just now told you where I fixed that feller's fence. That was a feller. The next guy to the right of him is the guy I was going to shoot out at the island because some bank bought it and then some guy got it from a bank. It was a ranch that I knew the people when I was young that owned that ranch. Went out there before jumping geese. I mean, I knew the people. But this, you know, these guys, and they get their overseers there. They're rich overseers because they come once a year, you know, in the summertime to be at their ranch. And then, you know, they try to, just like that, you know, an island in the middle of the river. I came in, I launched my boat up there with them people I know. I was on their property. I launched my boat, and I came down the river to this island I like to hunt, and I'm there to hunt the island. And then this son of a bitch comes across, has to take a boat to get to me on the goddamn river, and thinks he's going to tell me I can't hunt there. I tell you what, man, he did the right thing. Booking, I had to blast him right in the face with that shotgun in a second.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of going through the same thing here. The mine bought out the cattle rancher, and I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen this next year. And not only that, my neighbor up west of me owns 200 acres, and as soon as the cattle rancher sold out, the mine came over to him and gave him a stack of legal paperwork up the size of a Bible for him to sign because they wanted to lease his 200 acres for $1 an acre for 10 years.
Well, that's a pretty cheap fucking lease, if you ask me. I wouldn't do it. I mean, no, the thing is, this is what you're seeing. And, you know, you're talking about mine owners, and you're right. It's rich son of a bitches. But, I mean, even just people that, I mean, they come out of California. I mean, they made, you know, they got $50 million. I mean, millionaires is what you see out here. And they come, and they want to own the goddamn, think they can buy both sides of the river and own the goddamn river, which that's not law either. I mean, any navigable waterway, I mean, you can't keep people off in it, and especially if it's a way to get into more public lands. A lot of it's, you know, like the islands, all that shit. There's places here where, I mean, there's acres and acres of islands with the river twisting through them and stuff, you know, and that's all my public land to hunt if I want to. And you try and keep me out. It'd be your biggest mistake. I mean, I'll shoot your lock off. I'll shoot holes in your boats. Try it. See what happens to your ass. And, you know, the damnable thing is, and, you know, now I don't have no time to go anywhere anymore. I mean, I it's rare to get to go out and go fishing for a little bit. And that's probably why, I mean, when me and my buddies used to run these mountains, I guarantee you, there was no gates in our way. They put up a gate, we tore the son of a bitch down. It was our civic duty to tear the son of a bitch down. And I mean, there was only a couple of times they ever come to talk to us in the woods. And I tell you what, they jumped in their rigs and were glad to get away with their lives. Because usually when we were up in the mountains, we were sucking on a bottle of vodka. And we were in a real good mood, unless you somebody come along to screw with us. And then they got the standard treatment. I will shoot your ass, you dumb son of a bitch. You better get rolling. Anyway, this is going to continue to get worse, no doubt about it. Because, I mean, the more these concentrated wealth, the more these son of a bitches think they can come into some place like here where I live and just you're in the way. Been here. I'm like that fucking tree. I've been here forever, you son of a bitch. And I ain't going nowhere.
Now, these assholes in Malibu, California did the same thing. They go out and buy a mansion on the beach, and they tell all the people in the surrounding areas, you can't walk on the beach because my house is in front of it.
That's where they got the idea that they could do it, Mark. That's where they got the idea that they could do it. Now they're coming out here trying to, pull this shit out here. I'll tell you what, it's a deep, dark, lonesome woods. I mean, I would like to have just $1 for every son of a bitch that's buried up on in these mountains on these goddamn, what the hell they call them, where the electrical lines run through and all the shit runs through the mountains. My God, I mean, I got to believe that from the old days, there's goddamn bodies strewn all out through these goddamn woods. If they want to come and try that shit, well, it's like the rest of it. I guess you're going to stand your ground or you ain't. And I intend to stand my ground. You're not going to run me off my public property. You're not going to buy a couple acres and say that whole mountain belongs to me because I'm rich. Well, you know what, rich son of a bitch, money don't stop bullets. And that is at the top of the hour. And we got Spike coming up behind us with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk. And, basically, it's like everything else. I mean, either you're going to take this shit or you're not. And, they're counting on that, you're going, I'm going to go to the system for justice, the system that they own, that they've bought and paid for. I got money to tie you up. You got the money to fight me in court for 10 years?
I'm going to call the sheriff.
Yeah, buddy. Anyways, guys, that is the word from the trenches.